asked an interesting shayla last week. A guy told me that, I'll actually read the shayla. He sent it to me, if I have it here. He wrote to me as follows. Thought I had it. Maybe I don't. Anyway, a guy told me that two of his brothers had baby boys on the same day. Yeah, here it is. Hi, Rabbi Leibowitz, hope all is well. I have a question as a matter of curiosity, as this has already passed. 8 days ago, two of my brothers had babies on the same day. I think he means two of his sisters-in-law. Today, they made a bris together for my two new nephews. The question is, which baby goes first? If it matters, the brother whose baby was born first is the younger of the two fathers. So they're obviously going to do the bris together because the same grandparents you can in the family. You're not going to do them in two different places. Maybe it's not so obvious, but that's what they did. And the shaila is, so which baby goes first? So it's interesting. And he just points out that the older brother has the younger baby and the younger brother has the older baby by a few minutes or a few hours or whatever. So the shaila in general, what if you just have stam of two babies and not belonging to two brothers, two babies that require a bris on the same day? Is there some sort of seder kadima of what you're supposed to do? So if you have two babies that require bris, and one of them is a mila bizmana, and one of them is a mila shalo bizmana, so that itself is a machlokas haposkin. The Yad Eliyahu in Simon Memal, quoted by the Pesach Teshuva, says that you're makdim the one that's a mila bizmana, because the one that's bizmana is riboy kedusha. It's mekudush v'shein, mekudush kodem. It's a greater mitzvah to do a mila bizmana than a mila shalo bizmana. What makes it mekudush? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That a mitzvah that's done b'shaita, that's done in its right time, is considered a more beloved mitzvah. He also quotes the Magen Avraham, Reish Pei Beis, about Aliyah the Torah, that there's a chiyuv for someone who's the chal mila shalo bizmana that week. And he says that if there's someone who's chal mila bizmano that week, that he comes before the father, the Aviyah Ben, who has a mila bizmana that week, would come before the Aviyah Ben, who has a mila shalo bizmana that week, even though they're both chiyuv in the Torah. So there is this notion of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, mila bizmana comes first. However, not everyone agrees. The Dvar Avram, Chelik Aleph, Siman Lamed Gimel, says that he believes the mila shalo bizmana comes first. And he quotes in the name of the Tshuvas Chesla Avram, Yardeh Siman Samech, that passes that shalo bizmana come first because the bizmana is mitzvah so kol hayom. So why do we do it earlier? It's reason makdim la mitzvahs. But really, the whole day will still be a mila bizmana, as opposed to the mila shalo bizmana, that every moment you delay is a further violation of an isser. So every moment of delay, because the baby's bris was supposed to be a while ago, is going to be a violation of an isser. So that you have very clear shitos in poskim, where poskim believe that one or the other is correct. But what if you have a situation where both of them are mila bizmana, like in this case? Who should go first? So this is a tshuva in the tshuva's Bris Avram, or Chaim Simon Yud Dalid, and it's quoted by the Pesach Teshuva in Yardeh Simon Reish Samachay, where he says, I can't find any svara to be makdim dafka lezesh and nala tchila, to dafka give the older baby any sort of precedence over the younger baby. And he says, don't tell me, if you look in Yardeh Simon Shinon Dalid, where they talk about two people who die on the same day, where you makdim the one who died earlier for kvura before the one who died later. No, that's not a raya at all, because when two people die on the same day, the mitzvah's kvura is chal as soon as the person dies. So since that person's mitzvah, his chiyuv, the chiyuv of the kvura, came earlier, so yeah, you're going to bury him earlier. But says the Tshuvas Bris Avram, when you have two babies that are born on the same day, when's the mitzvah's mila chal? Not on the day that they're born. The mitzvah's mila is chal on the eighth day. Well, they both hit day eight at the exact same time. So if they both hit day eight at the exact same time, then there's no reason whatsoever to be makdim the older baby than the younger baby. But, says the Bris Avram, minig is, that's what you do. The minig is, we let the older baby go first. And he says, why is that the minhag? Efshar, because shalola or kidna umachlokas. That in general you need rules, because without rules everyone starts fighting. So you just say, that's the rule. And we let the older baby go first. But clearly, in Sefer Otzar Bris, Perek Gimel Simtazayin, He points out that if the younger baby got to the shul first and he's ready to go, and the older baby's not yet ready, you know, if you have the older baby's having what Rabbi Pesach Kron likes to call a rain delay, right? So you would definitely be makdim the younger baby first, because it's not really such a halacha. So why is this more of a shayla? So the reason this might be more of a shayla is because over here you have two brothers. And there could be that there's a chiyuv on the younger brother to be mechabe the older brother. So maybe there's an inyan to be mechabe the older brother with the mila of his baby, even though it's a mila, even though his baby is the younger baby, and normally the protocol is that the older baby goes first. Why would you say such a thing? So whenever there's a mitzvah of kavod, it could be that the inyan of kavod would mean that you have to let him do the mitzvah before you do your mitzvah. Meaning the whole, for example, there's a discussion. Let's say there are two brisim that are supposed to happen in the shul the same day. One of them is a kohen and one of them is a yisrael. So the Tshuvas Zecher Yehoshef Chelikal Simulam Beis quotes the Tshuvas Binyan Shlomo that you would do the kohen first. And the Sefer Kori Sabris says that the din of Kedima wouldn't apply to a Kohen on a mitzvah that's Shava Bekulam, because each of them have the same exact chiyuv of a bris milah, plus the baby is a baby, so there's no din of a kidashto. Magen Avraham writes in Resh Pei Beis that there's no din of a kidashto on a cut on a baby, but in She'ilas Yosef he says, yeah, on the baby there's no din of a kidashto, but there's a din of a kidashto to be makdim the father, so he's the one that has the chiyuv, so let him do the milah on his child. But when there's no father, then maybe there's no inyan of being makdim the kohen. But you do see from that whole discussion that it is considered a kavod to the father to let him go first before someone who has to be mechabed him. That's in the case of a kohen. So maybe the same would be true when it comes to two brothers, that you should be mechabed the older brother to do the milah on his child before the younger brother. But that opens up the question of, is there such a chiyuv of being mechabed an older brother who is not an oldest brother? This is based on the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel, where the Gemara darshans from a vav yesera, from an extra vav in the pasuk of kabed esavicha ve esimecha lerabos achicha agadol, that one has to be mechabed even achicha agadol, even an older brother. So it's a question in poskim. Does that mean the oldest brother or any older brother? And that's a discussion. Some even have a girsa in the Gemara or in the poskim at least, that achiv hagadol, I think in the Torah, that achiv hagadol mimenu, that a brother is older than you. So the issue over here may hinge on that. Meaning, if you're going to say that the chiyuv of a kavod of achiv, because in this case neither of them was the oldest brother. The oldest brother was the guy who asked the shayla. So neither of these guys were the oldest brother. So if you say that there's din of chiyuv ach hagadol mimenu, so then maybe you'd be mechabed him to be mal his baby, who's the younger baby, before the older baby. But if you say that there's no din of chiyuv achiv hagadol mimenu, there's only a chiyuv of being mechabed the oldest brother, so then we would follow the minhag that the Pesach Teshuva says, where you let the older baby go before the younger baby. That's just the standard, and that's the Derech Eretz. Now, one could make an argument that, wait, if you look at the Pesach Teshuva carefully, what the Pesach Teshuva says is that the minhag is that the older one goes first. That's what the Pesach Teshuva says. He says, Efshar, that it will, it's just to avoid machlokas. Efshar. But Efshar not also. But the minhag is the minhag. The Pesach Teshuva is sure of that. He's sure that the minhag is to let the older baby go first. So maybe that minhag should really carry the day, because we don't know that the minhag doesn't apply over here, and therefore maybe the older baby should go first. I was told that's in fact what they did. There is another detail to add in over here, and that is the Aruch HaShulchan Siman Reish Samechei Sivcha Vav quotes this Brisla Avram as well, and he says in order to avoid machlokas, we should let the older one go first. But there's another detail. There's a Gemara in Meseches Yuma and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph that has a machlokas between Rav Papi and Rav Simi. I asked my brother this shaila, because my brother's a mo'el, so all nila shailas automatically go to my brother, and he said, I just saw a Nemukei Agriv on Yuma on this issue. Okay, he said, sometimes, you know, you ask the Shaila just at the right time. He said, I just saw a Nimukei Agriv in the back of Yuma. So, well, what's a Nimukei Agriv in the back of the Gemara in Yuma, the Sanch Meis talks about, let's say you have Shnei Seirim La'azazel. So, which one do you bring? How could you have Shnei Seirim La'azazel? You had a Seir La'Hashem, Seir La'azazel. The Seir La'Hashem drops dead. So, now you need to take a new set of Seirim. So, now you have Shnei Seirim La'azazel. So, which one should you do? Or the Nishbach Dam of the Seir La'Hashem, after you finish the Matanos Pnim, and now you have to bring another two to be Magril, right? Not just that it drops dead, but the Dam spills out before you're able to use it, or something like that. So which one should you be Mishaleach? So if Papi holds, you're Mishaleach the first one. Why? So the Gemara says, because it depends on the same machlokas you have, Misha Avad Pischo. A person designates a carbon for an animal for Karban Pesach, loses it, designates another animal for Karban Pesach, and then before he brings it, finds the first one. So there's a machlokas Tanaim, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, what do you do in that case? Which one do you bring as the Karban Pesach? According to Rabbi Yossi, Mitzvah Berishon, unless the second one is Muvchar Mimenu, and according to the Chachamim, Ezim and Shiir Tze Yakriv. Whichever one you want to bring, you're allowed to bring. So it's interesting. My brother points. So Nimukei Agriv on the back of that Gemara says, oh, and Mikan, we can be poshet the Shaila, Mishi Yeshlo Bezi Yeladim Lamul, Biyom Echad, Raksha Echad Nolad Rishon, Minimol Tchila, Yeshlif Shot Misugyan. He says, the our Shaila, but the Rismila, you can be poshet from the Sugyan. That what? That it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamin. That the Chachamin say Ezim and Shiirtsa would say Ezim and Shiirtsa on the babies as well. Rabbi Yossi, who says that you have to do the one that was, the Pesach that was Hufrash Rishon, would say that you have to do the baby that was born first. So my brother said, oh, you see from here that you do the older one, meaning you're leaving out the reason of kina or whatever else. No, you see the halacha that you do the first one. How do you see that? We see that it's a machlokas. So my brother pointed out that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, in Parakeis Hilchos Shkagos, and in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, he paskins by the Seir Lazazel that you do the Rishon, like the sheet that says you do the Rishon. Here's the problem. The Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach paskins Eze Mehen Sheyirtze. So I don't know. I don't know how to be miyashiv the Rambam. The Gemara makes them tali zebizeh. Nimukei Agriv says, oh, this machlokas is our shayla. But it's not clear to me which way we paskin on this shayla. And I have to admit, I have not looked up the Rambams that my brother quoted to me. I took his word for it, which you're never supposed to do. I only looked up the Rambam that he didn't quote in Hilchos Karban Pesach, and that one definitely says Eze Mehen Sheyirtza. So I have to still look at it and make sure that it's actually a steer in the Rambams and that he didn't just make a mistake, which is possible. Everybody's human, but that's that would be another reason to perhaps be Maktim. There's also a tshuva in the Chalkas Yaakov in Yerdeas and Kufman Beis, where the Chalkas Yaakov discusses if you have two milas shelo bismana. Both of them are shalom, but for different reasons. One of them, they were both born last Shabbos, right? But one of them was yellow, so they couldn't do the bris on time. And one of them they were both born last Shabbos. They were both born more than 8 days ago, whatever it was. Today is Sunday, let's say. They were both born more than 8 days ago. One of them was ill, wasn't ready for a bris. And the other one was a C-section that was born last Shabbos. So this, his man would have been on Shabbos, but it was a C-section, and the C-section is not Docha Shabbos. So he discusses what you would do in such a case. So he says, maybe it's totally in the same exact issue, and whichever was born first, you give cover to the older brother. But then he says, not so clear, because it's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether Yotzei Dofen is Docha Shabbos or not, whether the meal of Yotzei Dofen is Docha Shabbos. We're machmir not to do it. But it could be, since there's a possibility that his mila would really have been Docha Shabbos, so his man mila really comes earlier. He further says that it happens to be the case he was dealing with was that the baby that was ill really should have had his bris mila earlier, but the father was just trying to wait for a Sunday. So if that's the case, so he says, we're not going to make a knas on the baby not to get a mila sooner just because the father is doing something inappropriate, he's doing something not nice. But maybe that changes, obviously, the picture a little bit. You'd be surprised how often that happens. I remember at my nephew's bris, my nephew was born 5 weeks early, so he could not have a milu bismana. But I remember at his bris, you know, you wait till the baby gets out of ICU or whatever, and they count a week from then, 8 days from then, and that's when you're supposed to do the bris. So Rabbi Krohn was the moel, and Rabbi Krohn made a big deal. He made an announcement before the bris that this family could have come up with any excuse in the world, and they could have made this bris on Sunday, and no one would have been the wiser, and no one would have been, and they would have had a simcha where no one's rushing, and everyone. But they wanted to do exactly what the halacha says. He said about my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they wanted to do exactly like the halacha says. So they're doing the bris properly on this day. And the implication was that a lot of people don't make that decision. Apparently, that a lot of people will dafka push off to the Sunday. So that's not really an appropriate thing to do. So anyway, at the end of the day, what apparently they did at this bris milah was they did the older baby first. And I think you could argue that that's correct, either because of that numukei agriv, if you assume like the two Rambams in Hilchos Shkagos and Hilchos Avos Yom Kippurim, that that it's Medina de Gemara that you do like that, or because that's the minhag. The minhag developed that way, and it's efshar that it's based on kina, but that's the minhag. Had they done the other way, it would not have been the end of the world either. And it could be, you could argue that it's a kiyum of kavod of achav gadol had they done the other way. So it really would not have been the end of the world had they done the other way. So that's just, you should note that when you do two milas together, anyone ever been to a bris of twins here? Yeah, so what do they do? Remember? So when they do two milas together, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that one, you only say one bracha for both of them, and then you do two milas. And he says, even if there are two moels, first moel will say ala mila, the second one will say, after the second one will do lach miso, I guess, and each one will be yotze with the other one, and even if it's two separate families, but that's not what we do. What we do is we separate them. We separate the time between them, so we have some sort of hefsek zman in between mila number one and mila number two, so that each one can get their own bracha. So the first baby's not in the room, the second baby's not in the room when you're doing the mila on the first baby. So it's appropriate. Probably they should tell the Dvar Torah, they should say something for a few minutes in between the mila of the first baby. Maybe they could darshan a little time in halachas here about what you do when you have two milas together, not to take 17 minutes, take 10 minutes, but to discuss what you do in such a case when you have two milas at the same time. Okay.